You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A10 quickly to Senator Pat Connick, a patient Senator Pat Connick, fellow Shaw graduate. A third of West Bank restaurants sampled were found to be serving foreign shrimp without disclosing it, and that's not legal. How you doing, Senator Connick?
Doing great, Tommy. Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Tell me what's going on here with this seafood.
You know, I was pretty surprised to see that number. You know, we have passed laws, both in state and federal, to help the shrimp industry, and to see that people are still mislabeling and not telling the truth about what kind of shrimp they serve in the public is concerning. So we got to take a look at that in some company session and get some enforcement.
I don't know what can you do other than increase fines or increase inspection? How would you attack this, Pat?
Yeah, they have the laws to enforce it, the law that went into effect in January last year, required a 19-point font on the front of packaging, which identified the country of origin, and that's from the manufacturers. If you're going to package foreign crawfish, you have to put on the label at the bottom in 19-point font. I think that the font is called Arial Black. Mm-hmm. Where's it from? And if you don't do that, you're looking at a $15,000 fine, up to $50,000 fine. And then the restaurants that are not truthful about where the shrimp are coming from, they can be hit with a $200 fine to up to a $2,000 fine. So the fines are there. It's just that the enforcement is not. And that's what the story has brought to everybody's attention, that we got to talk to the Department of Health and say, get out there and go do your job.
And this can be easily determined, can it not?
Some way it can be. If you go into the freezer of the establishment, mm-hmm. they have product of China, but then on the menu it says U.S. shrimp served. That's a violation there. That's an easy way to catch it. I think that the story that came out was they do some DNA testing,
right?
That can show where it's coming from, and that takes a little more process than that. But yeah, it can be done. It can be. They can find out if you're not telling the truth, and they can hit you with a fine, and that need more of that.
But it's a small industry, it's a small world, and you would think that once a couple of people get popped with big fines, word would get around, wouldn't you think?
And I think once the law came out, there was a lot of compliance with it, but now that they're not getting hit with any fines, they get more lax in what they're doing, and they want to sell some cheap imported shrimp. And make a profit instead of the U.S. shrimp. Now, and on a federal level, this past summer, we raised the tariffs on shrimp from India, China, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Ecuador between 25% and 15%. So that has helped the industry to some extent, but people are still using cheap farm-raised imported shrimp and crawfish to get, you know, they package it as it's, you know, a product of Louisiana, a product of the U.S. Gulf, and that's not good.
You would think a tariff, man, would be the way out of that, where if you just put a 1,000% tariff on it, nobody could afford to bring them in.
Well, I think they hit them pretty hard. You know, China is at 20, India is at 25, and that was up from 10%. And so they feel in that pressure, and because of those tariffs, the imports have dropped to some extent. But the shrimpers are still getting low dockside pricing. That's controlled. The local shrimpers are getting low dockside pricing. That's controlled by a few companies. You know, you go out and you catch these. They catch these big 16, 20 shrimp, and they're only getting $1.19, $1.25 at the dock when they're being sold for $6. So we've been doing what we can to help the shrimping industry. We have to do more, and I think the enforcement is the key there.
Yeah, Pat, you have to come back and talk about Hope Haven, because I know you're doing some good things there. We're out of time, but it's not only a health issue, it's not only an economic issue, but it's a cultural issue as well when it comes to these shrimp, and I appreciate your efforts. I really do.
All right, Tommy, thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator, and Mike Dettillier is going to talk some football when we come back on WWL.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.